This is program number LW2542. I've got a question for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. Ever felt disappointment? Is a bluebird blue? Who hasn't? Got a story for you. It's about a man who was one day so disappointed that he got sick. I mean, literally, physically sick. He gave a speech one day, and it turned out to be a real flop. At least, that day it did. But if the man had just been able to wait a while, you see, he died shortly after that day, but if he had just been able to wait a while, he would have been surprised, amazed, in fact, shocked. That's because the words of his short speech given that day are now inscribed in stone on a wall inside a famous monument, in fact, one of the most famous in the world. It's located in Washington, D.C. It was almost an afterthought that those people invited Abraham Lincoln to come. I'm talking about those who were in charge of the dedication of the Gettysburg Cemetery a little over 100 years ago. They really didn't think Lincoln would show up. But you see, there had been a rumor going around that President Lincoln was cracking jokes and singing funny songs on battlefields where there were so many dead soldiers. Of course, that distressed Lincoln. So, when the invitation came for him to speak at the dedication of the Gettysburg Cemetery, he welcomed it. The invitation came late. He had only a crowded fortnight to prepare his speech. He wrote a rough draft of it on a piece of pale blue foolscap paper and carried it about in the top of his hat. He arrived in Gettysburg the night before the ceremony was to begin. The little town of Gettysburg was overflowing. Its population was just 1,300. But it swelled that night to almost 30,000 people. He worked all evening that night, perfecting and smoothing out his speech. Lincoln wasn't the only man who had been invited to speak that day. A famous orator by the name of Edward Everett also came. Well, Everett arrived an hour late that day, which made everybody happy, you know it did, and he spoke for 2 hours when he got there. Finally, it was time for the president to speak. Abraham Lincoln stepped forward on the platform at the Gettysburg Cemetery. He pulled out his small manuscript from the pocket of his Prince Albert coat and began. 47 years ago, in just 2 minutes, Lincoln finished what he had come to say, and he sat down. What happened? Had he forgotten his speech? I mean, Everett had spoken 2 hours. Lincoln, 2 minutes. Just about the time his audience felt he was getting through his introduction and ready to launch out into his speech, Lincoln sat down. The people were just too surprised and disappointed to applaud, so there was just an embarrassing silence. A real flop. Disappointment. That's what Abraham Lincoln faced at Gettysburg. Disappointment. And Lincoln became so distressed about it that he worried himself into a severe headache, and on his way back to Washington, he had to lie down on the train and have his head bathed in cold water. And Lincoln went to his grave believing that he had failed utterly at Gettysburg. But if he could only know. You know, you and I, we all face disappointments of one kind or another. And that's because who likes to fail? Here's something to consider. When we try and blow it, it may be that the failure is just for the moment. But in the long run, if we'd just be patient long enough, we might be pleasantly surprised that a disappointment can make us more successful. I mean, disappointments can help us grow. They can help us to find out really what we're made of. They help us to develop character. In other words, I guess you can say, hard times can make us strong. They really can. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I like what the Bible says about it. It says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. Think about that today. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. I'd love to send it to you. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.